Council chambers is where city council gathers to debate and decide important civic issues. They meet regularly on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. They also hold a third meeting for public hearings. Citizens who wish to speak at a hearing must apply to the city clerk's office. Framed pictures of the Queen and Canada's Governor General hang on the walls. We also have Edmonton's coat of arms at the center of the room, inscribed with the city motto, Integrity, Industry, Progress. The coat of arms is centered on the back wall behind the city council seating area. The mayor and councillors sit at the semicircular table in front, with the mayor in the center and the councillors on each side. The city clerk sits at the first table on the right, facing council. The city clerk makes sure that meetings follow protocol. An assistant takes minutes of the meeting, recording the topics and motions brought forward. The row immediately behind the city clerk is reserved for city administration, the city manager, city solicitor, city administrator, and general managers. On occasion, other staff may accompany them. The gallery behind these rows is public seating for up to 200 people. Media boxes on either side house extra electrical outlets for media equipment. Council chamber sits under the second of the two pyramids. This pyramid is smaller than the one in the city room, and it has a retractable roof for controlling the amount of light in the room. Council chambers contains leading-edge, state-of-the-art technology used for conducting council meetings. Council meetings follow a standard process. First, motions are brought forward. Once they have debated a motion, council votes on it. Screens on either side of the chambers will show the motion being made. A semicircle on the screen indicates the seating order of the council members. The councillors vote by pushing a button for either yes or no. This is then shown on the screen by either a green check mark for yes or a red X for no. The votes are displayed in the semicircle according to the seating order. At the bottom of the screen, it indicates whether a motion has been passed or defeated. When members of the public speak at a council hearing, they use the lecterns at either side of the gallery. The lecterns are designed to be wheelchair accessible. Each person is allowed 5 minutes to address council. There are three lights on the lecterns. A green one to let people know when to start, a yellow one that warns that time is running out, and a red one letting them know they have reached the 5-minute limit. Afterwards, councillors may ask questions of the presenter. To do so, they will turn on a yellow light showing that they want to ask a question.